You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Kings today are mostly figureheads. Jesus Christ is not a figurehead. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord Christ, risen from the dead, set up your rule in the world, even in our own hearts, with faith to trust you implicitly and love that expresses itself explicitly, looking to you for forgiveness and life, in your saving name, O Christ. Amen. Some people, they say, are born to rule. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead to rule. When Jesus Christ was born, people talked about the birth of a king. All this talk about the birth of a king excited the common people while it alarmed the kings. When the wise men came from several hundred miles away to visit Jerusalem, they asked, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have come to worship him." They called Jesus king. The Messiah promised long ago was called king. And the Son of Man, prophesied by Daniel, was not only a prophetic, but a kingly figure. Jesus Christ did not look much like a king, not even to his followers, until he was raised from the dead. The fact is that he was more a king than they realized. Of David's royal line, God's own loyal son, come to live an ordinary life and to die a quite ordinary death for the people of the whole world. He died for our sins, as we are destined to die. God raised him from the dead and gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. He is king, not only born, but raised from the dead to rule. In the 15th chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, he said, then we cannot talk about resurrection at all. If Christ is not raised from the dead, hope is dead and life is dead. But the truth is that Christ has been raised from death as a guarantee that those who sleep in death will also be raised. For just as death came by means of one man, in the same way, rising from death comes by means of one man. For just as all people die because of their union with Adam, in the same way, all will be raised to life because of their union with Christ. Each will be raised in his proper order. Christ first of all. Then at the time of his coming, those who belong to him. Then the end will come. Christ will overcome all spiritual rulers, authorities, and powers, and will hand over the kingdom to God the Father. For Christ must rule until God defeats all enemies and puts them under his feet. The last enemy to be defeated will be death. For the scripture says, God put all things under his feet. It is clear, of course, that the words all things do not include God himself, who puts all things under Christ. For when all things have been placed under Christ's rule, then he himself, the Son, will place himself under God, who placed all things under him, and God will rule completely over all. It is a vision of what is to be, a prediction of things to come. It is also a statement of what is, and of things as they are. Christ rules by virtue of his resurrection from the dead. God has put all things under his feet, and Christ is Lord of all. He lives, he is well, and he is Lord. He is all of that because of his resurrection from the dead. Christ rose from the dead because he died. His death is good for everyone. He died for all. He paid the price for everyone. In the blood of Christ's cross, God reconciled all things to himself, whether you're talking about heaven or earth. The whole universe has been reconciled to God through the death of God's Son, because of his death in all obedience to his Father. His Father raised Jesus Christ to life again and gave him a name above all glory. Jesus Christ rules by the decision of his Father. It is something about God that we have to know. Without it, we do not understand God, and we do not understand ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, God has reconciled the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. By the death of his Son, Jesus Christ, God himself is reconciled to the world he made, although that world rebelled against him. In Christ, all of this has happened. That obedient Son, Jesus Christ, has been raised from the dead by his Father, and in his Father's glory, he lives. In the Father's glory, Jesus Christ is Lord. By the Father's glory, Jesus Christ rules the world and the worlds. Kings today are mostly figureheads. They are symbols of national existence or authority, something like the flag or the national anthem. Jesus Christ is not a symbol. He is Lord. God the Father has given his Son complete authority to rule over his enemies until the end of time. It is only when time comes to an end that the Son will deliver up this kingdom again to his Father. Then everything will be as it was before the creation of the worlds, before the rebellion of humanity, before the need for atonement and redemption, before the struggle over the powers of darkness, before the resurrection of God's Son from the dead to be Lord of the universe. Everything will be as it once was, and God will himself be ruler over all, with God's Son, Jesus Christ, most honored in his kingdom. Today, however, Jesus Christ is Lord in the battle against the powers of darkness. He has authority. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the Word of God by which the worlds were made. He is the Word of God become flesh, full of grace and truth. He is the Word of God with power to bring people around and to make them new again. The heavens are the work of his hands, and so are the humans who have been redeemed and are constantly being remade by the power of God through faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. God is a lot greater than any of us realize. His power is greater. His authority is greater. And his judgment is greater than anybody realizes, including those nice religious people who say nice religious things about God. His power holds the worlds together. His power keeps history going. His power brings people around to recognize their humanity and to ask forgiveness for their sins. About the biggest achievement of any that can be mentioned these days is the power to bring somebody around to admit that he's a sinner who needs forgiveness. It's almost a miracle these days. The power of God performs these miracles. The hydrogen bomb hasn't got anything on God. It doesn't even begin to compare with the power of God. Put all the atomic power in the world together in one place, and you've just got a drop of power in comparison to the world of power managed by God. People are mighty, but God is mightier. The devil is powerful, but God is more powerful. Death is terrible, but God is more terrible. Love is wonderful, But God is more wonderful. Where do you see all of that? You see it all in Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. He died and was raised again from the dead. It seems almost unbelievable, but it is true. It doesn't happen every day of the week, but it happened in Jesus Christ. If it happened to him, it will happen by the power of God to everyone who puts his faith in Christ and goes with Christ. It is good for Christ, and it is good for those who follow him. Jesus Christ is the master of every crisis. There may be storms and blackouts, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes, wars that kill and scourges that curse mankind. Life may cave in, like the roof of a sports arena during the snow, or the roof of the field house at the college where I'm dictating this sermon. It was torn off by the wind last week. But no matter how bad things may be, no matter how deep the crisis or how terrible the chaos, Christ Jesus is Lord, and he is in control. No matter how deep the tragedy, how pathetic the sorrow, Christ is Lord, and he is in control. Jesus Christ outlasts all his enemies. He has been raised from the dead, and he is Lord. The people who follow Christ will be raised as Christ has been raised. Everything will be in its proper order. First Christ, then his people at the time of his coming. Then it will be clear that all spiritual rulers, authorities, and powers have been overcome, and Christ will hand over the kingdom to God his Father. Meantime, the enemies are being overruled, and the forces that oppose God are being overcome. For Christ must rule until God defeats all enemies and puts them under Christ's feet. The last enemy that will be defeated is death. When God says all things are put under the feet of Christ, he means all. All things have finally been put under Christ's rule, and he himself, the Son of God and Lord of the universe, will place himself under God who placed all things under Christ. Then God will rule completely over all. Then the sea will be no more, tears will be no more, and all authority and rule will be where it belongs, in the hands of God. In the meantime, while we struggle here, Jesus Christ is Lord. He outlasts all his enemies. Herod is dead. Caiaphas is dead. Caesar Augustus is dead. Hitler is dead. Stalin is dead. All are dead, and Jesus Christ lives. It's a wonderful thing to have Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's what you look forward to. It is also something to hang on to right now. You can trust Christ to forgive your sins and to give you real life. He is Lord over all, and he wants to be Lord over your life. Put your life in his charge. Be one of those who belong to him. Just trust him. Trust him to take you from here to there. It should not be hard to trust him as Lord. The only thing that is hard is to live with trust in him, because you are so human. Being human, we always want to do our own thing, to go our own way. That's human. Christ leads along his way. In all humanity, he gave his life for us, and he wants us now to go his way. It's a happy way for everyone who trusts him and follows him. It takes a lot of trust to follow him on the road which not only promises but delivers genuine happiness. God wants you to live a happy, productive life. He gave his Son for you. The Son gave his life for us all. Now it's the business of God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, to bring you to new life again through faith in his Son Jesus. Faith is not just saying the right things, but it's also doing the right things. It is following Christ with utter trust, giving love, and having a new life. Helping people is fun. Doing good for those who cannot repay you is true excitement. Repaying evil with evil doesn't look nearly as attractive as repaying evil with good. Forgiveness is the thing. whether it is forgiveness from God or forgiving others in the name of Jesus Christ by whom you are forgiven. Where life is witnessing to Jesus Christ and passing on good news to others. Where life is faith, and faith is love, and love is life. The truest expression of true faith in God, who raised his Son from the dead by his own great glory and made him ruler over all. Jesus Christ rose from the dead to rule. To him the glory forever and ever. Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen.